It's time to get started. It's exactly 1 o'clock at this time. We call this meeting of Finance and Tax to order. If I could have the executive assistant, please call the roll.
Representatives Adkins,
here.
Berman, Bashirs, Baleka, Caldwell,
here.
Hager,
here.
Moritas,
here.
Moskowitz,
here.
Rollison,
here.
Wayne Kovacilinda,
here.
Rogers, excuse me, Richardson,
here.
Rodriguez,
here.
Santiago,
here.
Stark,
here.
Tobiah,
here.
Trujillo,
here.
Waldman,
here.
Chair Workman,
here.
The quorum is present, Mr. Chair.
Thank you very much. Well done. Members of the audience, members of the committee, please turn off your cell phones. And as notes say, please turn off your pagers. But if you have a pager, please leave that on. That's retro cool. I'm hoping that somebody gets a page while we're in the meeting. Anybody, gold star if you get a page. Right. Before I introduce the subcommittee staff, I would like to bring to your attention the document in your meeting packet out entitled Finance and Tax Subcommittee Overview. Flip to that bad boy. My friends, your homework assignment on this committee is to read this orientation document. It contains information about the committee's jurisdiction, staff, recent major legislation, and possible future policy issues under this committee's purview. Okay, so there will be pop quizzes from time to time, and I will expect you to know that book backwards and forwards. We are going to do a lot of work on this committee. I'm excited. We'll talk about what we're going to look to do on this committee soon. And a lot of your base knowledge will come from that little blue book. Okay? Excellent. Let's do staff introductions. First, to my left is our Don Langston, the committee staff director. Born in Arkansas and raised in various places throughout the southern United States, he's lived in Florida since 1973. He has a PhD, ladies and gentlemen, a PhD in economics from Florida State University, and has been in the House since 2006. Don, good to see you. Vince Aldridge is an attorney and is the lead analyst on property tax and corporate income tax issues, among others. Where's he at? There he is back there. Born in Iron Mountain, Michigan, he moved to Florida in 1993. He has accounting degrees from Michigan State and the University of South Florida. And his law degree is from the University of Florida. He has been with the Florida House since 2009. Say hi to Vince. Bill Wilson, where you at, Bill?
There he is. Hello, Bill.
He is a legislative analyst and is the lead analyst on general tax administration, reemployment assistance tax, formerly known as unemployment tax, and dock stamp issues, among others. His hometown is Miami, and he is a lifelong Floridian. He has a bachelor's and master's degree in finance from FIU and has been with the House since 2006. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Bill. All right. Ben Flieger, did I say that right, Ben? Flieger?
Yep.
Flieger. Really? Oh, I got a lot of jokes running in my head, Bill. Ben, pronounced Flieger. It says it right there. Thank you, staff. Flieger is an attorney. We have lots of attorneys in the staff, and is the lead analyst on sales tax, communication service tax, and gross receipts tax, among others. Born in Cleveland, Ohio, he has lived in Florida since 2007. He has a bachelor's degree in economics from Ohio State University, and his law degree is from FSU. He has been with the House since 2011. Welcome, Ben. Rosa Dorsey. Rosa. There she is. Hello, Rosie. She is our administrative assistant. She's a lifelong Floridian, born and raised in Havana, Florida. She has worked in the state government and in administrative capacity for over 28 years. She's been with us in the House since 2006. Welcome, Rosa. And finally, the committee intern is, we will refer to him as intern, is not here today, so we really don't care if he's a lifelong Floridian, or that he has a bachelor's degree in finance at the University of Florida. He's presently in his third year at FSU Law School. Apparently, he likes to take long walks on the beach. His favorite color is blue. His name is Brell. Brell the intern. Excellent. Last member introductions. We will start with my vice chairman to my immediate right, and then work our way to his right.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and it's a privilege to be on the committee. My name is George Moritas. I represent District 93, which is northeast Broward County, Fort Lauderdale, and the cities around that. I was on the Finance and Tax Committee last session, so I'm looking forward to the work that we're going to be doing this year. Thank you.
Good afternoon. Bill Hager, Florida House District 89, which is Palm Beach Island, down to Boca Raton. I'm a Florida lawyer, and I pay taxes, so I'm very interested in this committee, Mr. Chairman and Mr. Vice Chair.
David Richardson, District 113. I've been a Florida CPA for 27 years. District 113 is Miami Beach, North Bay Village, downtown business core area of Miami, and east side of Little Havana. And I look forward to working with you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Good afternoon, members. Jose Javier Rodriguez, represent District 112, which includes a large part of the city of Miami, City of Coral Gables, and the village of Key Biscayne. Like Representative Hager, I am an attorney and a taxpayer. Look forward to working together with you.
There's two of us.
Hi, I'm Janet Adkins. I represent House District 11, which is Nassau and Duval Counties.
Halsey Bashirs, thank you, Mr. Chair. House District 7, which is Southwest Leon County, and 9 surrounding counties. Just appreciate the opportunity to be here and serve, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. David Santiago, District 27, Volusia County.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Carlos Trujillo, District 105, Dade Broward and Collier County.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mike Baleka, District 115 in Miami. I used to have bragging rights. I was the only CPA in the legislature, but now this place is crawling with us. So glad to have the company.
And we're on a downward cycle.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Lori Berman, District 90, Central Palm Beach County. I was on this committee last time, and I have a Master's of Law in Estate Planning, so very happy to be back, and my favorite color is aquamarine.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Matt Caldwell, District 79, Lee County, Lehigh Acres, North Fort Myers, Alva, and Buckingham, and looking forward to serving on this committee.
John Zabaya, Brevard County, and Rich and I, or Chairman Workman and I, are the proud Satellite High School Caucus, so I'm glad to be here.
Thank you. Dan Rollerson, District 58, East Hillsborough County, which includes Plant City and Temple Terrace. And I am a 30-year CPA, and Mike and David, we now have the CPA Caucus. I want everybody to put on notice because it will be the sexiest caucus in the House. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Jared Moskowitz, District 97, Broward County, encompasses Coral Springs, Tamarack, Plantation, and Sunrise. Look forward to working with everyone on the committee. I am also a lawyer and a taxpayer. Amazing how we all have that in common. And I look forward to working with the chair. Since this is now my last committee, I can say that this has been the most exciting chair of the day or the last 2 days. So I look forward to working with you.
This is as good as it gets.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And I must say, you look so good. Just all that weight you lost, and you're looking very sharp and dressing sharp, and I'm just so impressed.
I'll be sure to accept many amendments from you. Thank you.
With that, I am Jim Waldman, District 96, Northwest Broward County, and look forward to working with you in a bipartisan manner.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chair. My name is Rick Stark. I am an insurance agent in Broward County, Florida, Life and Health. My district is 104, which includes the cities of Weston, Pembroke Pines, Southwest Ranches, and Davie. I look forward to working with you. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you very much. Before we move on, I failed to mention our privilege and honor to have a remarkable lady as our ranking Democrat, Representative Ray Wickel Vasalinda.
Thank you, Rich. It's great, Chair. It's very good to be here with you, and thank you for that great introduction. And I'm glad to be on the Finance and Tax Committee again. I am also a lawyer and a taxpayer, and love this committee. So we'll be looking at hopefully many things, including collection of our internet sales tax.
Great. Well, as I will mention later. Ranking member, it is not off the table. We are going to this. You have served with me before. You know that we will welcome all ideas, and we'll kind of go over what we're looking at. I do have some disappointing news. You look at the list of our members. We are relatively young in our years in legislature. Most of us, many of you are freshmen, sophomores, and juniors. Sadly, the most senior member of this committee is Waldman. So as we have fresh ideas among the new members, we will look for him to stalemate us and bore us with old senior member kind of demogamy, senior moments, if you will. But we're going to go right into our one and only agenda item of the day. Vince Aldridge, come on up. He's committee staff, as you know. He will give us an overview of the state tax and fee structure. Guys, the idea here is to begin to give you a frame of reference for the work we'll be doing on this committee over the next couple years. So I want you to pay very close attention to how Florida gets its revenue. Be looking in your mind's eye, from regardless of what side of the aisle you come from, where you see problems, where you see duplicative taxes, where you see non-transparency. I want to see stability in our tax structure. I want to see transparency in our tax structure. I want citizens to know what they're paying, when they're paying, and how they're paying it. That goes for citizens and businesses alike. So watch this carefully. Pay close attention to Vince and see if you can begin to form in your mind's eye some ideas that you would have, big or small, that could serve our citizens well. Without an eye to revenue, but an eye to transparency and stability. All right, Vince, you're up.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members of the subcommittee. This is intended to be a brief overview, as the chairman just said, of the tax structure in Florida. Hopefully it won't take too long, but hopefully it will be informative. So taxes and fees anchor the state revenue system. Our system is complex, it's dynamic, it touches the economy in many different ways, and it is driven by both law changes and economic forces. And that's going to be a theme throughout this presentation, law changes and economic forces. Florida is not a high-tax state, at least in comparison to other states, and it has a unique structure compared to most other states, most notably the lack of a personal income tax. And why is this important? Well, taxes and fees are the primary determinants of the size of state government, and the design of the system impacts who pays for the government and how, both incentives and disincentives for economic growth and development. The design of the system impacts the cost of administering the system, and it also affects the predictability of revenues or the volatility of the revenues that the system generates. State taxes, fees, and licenses, where do they fit into the overall revenue picture that the state government has? In fiscal year 2011-12, as you can see here, the state had a little over $67 billion in revenue. Of that, $39 billion was generated from taxes, licenses, and fees. And that portion of the state government revenues is the focus of this presentation. So as I mentioned, Florida's tax and fee system is driven primarily by the law and the economy. So first, we can talk about the law. It is established in the law, both in the Florida Constitution, which grants the legislature broad powers to form tax policy and the structure, but it also contains significant limitations regarding what the legislature can do, including, as I had mentioned, a prohibition on a state personal income tax. It reserves the right to property taxation of real and tangible personal property to local governments, so the state cannot impose a property tax on those things. It also caps the corporate income tax rate at 5% unless the legislature, both houses of the legislature, approve a rate that's higher than that. It's established in statutes, the laws of Florida, and rules. This is really where the rubber hits the road. Most of the specifics of the system are determined and laid out here. And the courts, through case law, often interpret or fill in the gaps where the law is either uncertain or there's ambiguities in the law. And then finally, federal law does also impact the state tax structure in Florida. And this can both be through laws passed by Congress and by constraints placed upon our system by the U.S. Constitution. The tax and fee system can be described in a variety of ways. For the purposes of this presentation, we have established five, or we're describing five broad categories. Primarily, this is to tie it to the economy and looking at what each tax or fee is based on, what aspect of the economy does each tax affect, and what gives rise to these revenues. And those include purchases of goods and services and income, etc. This categorization is very loose and is subjective, but we thought it would be useful to look at the different revenue streams in this manner. And so out of that $39 billion in revenue that was generated from Florida taxes and fees in fiscal year 2011-12, we can see the percentages with this picture of where those revenue streams came from based on those categories. And the thing to note on this slide is that nearly 70% of Florida's taxes and fees come from purchases of goods and services. These next two slides, we get into a little more detail about the major components of each of those five groups. And it hopefully will give you a sense of the many different channels through which the tax and fee system touches the state's economy. A couple of observations on this slide. As you can see, sales and use tax is by far the largest single revenue source for Florida, accounting for nearly 50% of the total revenues. The other items that are listed under purchases of goods and services include excise taxation of various things, including motor fuels, tobacco, alcohol, etc. For the category that we've labeled property-based, unlike local government property taxes, none of the state, quote, property-based taxes and fees are based on the value of the property at a certain time. But rather, for instance, the motor vehicles and mobile home licenses are charges paid as a consequence of ownership of the property, but they're not based upon the value of the property. The documentary stamp tax is a tax on documents that evidence the transfer of ownership in real property and is based on the amount of consideration paid for the transfer. This slide contains the other three categories that we had talked about. Of note, the unemployment compensation tax, or what was now referred to as the reemployment assistance tax, at present is the third largest single tax source in Florida, behind only sales tax and motor fuel taxes. And this is a consequence, and this is an example of how the economy affects the structure and the revenue streams in Florida. It's obviously a consequence of the economic conditions we've been facing as a state over the last several years. We do expect, as the economy improves, that will begin decreasing as an overall percentage of the overall tax and fee structure. A couple of the comments: local government contributions, Medicaid-related. Those are voluntary contributions from counties and special districts to enhance Medicaid-related payments to service providers in their jurisdictions. And county Medicaid reimbursements are payments from the counties to reimburse the state for a portion of the Medicaid matching payments. So in this slide, we can see over the last 41 years, the long upward trend in state tax and fee revenues, and it's clear the blue line represents actual receipts of revenue. The bottom line represents what revenue growth would have been if it had grown only based upon the increase in population and inflation. And so you can see that revenues have grown almost 2,200% over the last 41 years, and that averages about 8% a year. However, that growth rate has not been smooth necessarily. This slide shows the annual growth rates, and you can see that there are increases and decreases. And those increases and decreases in the line reflect increases and decreases in revenue growth rates, and they're a testament to the volatility of our system. In general, growth rates changes reflect the business cycle. Revenues grow faster than the economy when the economy is expanding, and grow slower or even contract when the economy slows or contracts. Over this period, there were many changes in the economic activity feeding the system, and there were also significant changes in the law, in tax laws. So changes in elements of the system, law changes, of the kind I described, we have in the back of the packet four slides that kind of go over the major tax changes over the last 40 years. Of course, there have been probably hundreds of individual changes over that time period, but we've got a list of the major ones. This slide compares actual revenues, again, that's the top blue line, to revenues that are less the estimated impacts of major law changes, which is the red line. And the green line, again, shows what revenues would have been had they grown no faster than the population. And so you can see the difference between the red line and the blue line. That's nearly $9 billion that are as a result of law changes that have occurred over this time period. Did I go too far?
Vince, I have a question here.
Sure.
Representative Caldwell, go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Vince, I just a question. So the red line there, the difference between that and the population inflation is really just demonstrating the growth in our economic productivity in Florida since we collect most of our money through sales tax?
That's correct, Representative Caldwell. The difference between the red line and the green line, you described it correctly.
Okay. Thank you.
You are recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just what were the major changes in the law that you're referring to?
Vince, well, you recognize the answer.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
You're welcome.
That's what I was just looking at. I think in your packet you'll see a slide that shows that we've got some grayed out areas in various time frames. It's not showing up on this slide. But those time frames or those gray areas reflect periods of major tax changes. And so, for instance, in 1971, Florida adopted its corporate income tax. In 1983, the sales and use tax rate went from 4 to 5%. And there were a number of different things. In 1987, we had repealed the services tax that was in place for a few months. And the sales
Vince, I'm going to reference to the members in the back of the packet that you're scribbling on are his notes for this very thing. So you can line those up with the gray areas at your leisure.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
You're recognized to continue with the slide, President.
Changes in economic activity from which the system draws include population growth, the composition of the population, inflation, real income per capita growth, technology market evolution, and the business cycle. Through all of this, one important metric relates to the ability of the system to generate revenues as conditions change, and this is, does the system yield revenues that exceed, equal, or lag the overall growth of in the economy? This slide shows actual tax and fee revenues, which again is the blue line. Revenues less the impact of major law changes, the red line, and revenues if they had grown at the same rate as the total Florida personal income, the green line. But the basic idea is to show how revenues grow with the overall economy. And again, we're missing on the slide that's on the screen the gray areas, but it should be in your packet. In most years since 1971 and until the recent recession, actual revenues were more or less keeping up with the growth in the overall economy. And you can see that by the close similarity in the blue and green lines. However, this would not have occurred absent the major tax increases that are in the back of the packet occurring over that time period. And again, beginning in the early 80s into the first half of the 1990s, significant tax increases reversed a downward trend in revenues as a percent of the economy. And this is evidenced by the divergence of actual revenues, the blue line, and personal income, the green line, from the red line, which is the revenues less the law changes. In either case, the severity of the recent recession pushed revenues down much more severely than the slowdown in the overall economy, and it remains to be seen whether or not revenues will regain previous levels relative to the overall economy. And then lastly, we've got a slide showing how Florida compares to other states. As I mentioned at the outset, Florida is a low-tax state compared to most other states. This is especially true with respect to state taxes, less so when you factor in local taxes as well. And obviously, you can see here that Florida's state and local tax structure depends much less on income taxes than other states and more on sales type taxes than other states. And that concludes the presentation, Mr. Chairman.
Members, questions? Excuse me. Questions for Vince from Iron Mountain, members? Wow. Thank you very much. Okay. Well, we're going to wrap this up after the chair's closing remarks. Members of the committee and members of the audience, please listen carefully to what I want to say here. We are going to take a strong, hard look at the way Florida collects its taxes over the next several weeks and months to come. At this point, I'm asking for your ideas, and I want you to get them to me very early. But I want more than campaign jargon. I want you to detail what your idea is. It can be simple and small about one area of tax law, or it can be broad. But I am educated at Appalachian State University, so there, and as a C student, I cannot read your mind, nor can I do math all that well. So bringing me your math, how you think it works and how it would work better. Campaign season is over. Congratulations, each of you won your respective elections. So I will not dog this committee down with political jargon or political gamesmanship, and I ask you to do the same for me. We will deal with all kinds of sensitive areas that make great headlines, like tax incentives and tax exemptions and e-fairness and red light cameras, and I'm going to ask you to work with me from either side of the aisle to make sure that what we get is a product that reforms the way our citizens pay their taxes. Everything is on the table except one issue. Everything's on the table, and I mean that. You know I mean that. Everything's on the table barring one. We will not put a tax package forward that raises taxes. I, as your chairman, do not believe this state has a revenue problem. So I'm not interested in finding ways to raise revenue. Don't bring me your ideas if your secret agenda is to raise revenue. Everybody, Republicans, Democrats, we all understand? Don't bring the ideas with a secret agenda to raise revenue. Please bring the ideas to make it more transparent and more stable, and easy to understand for our taxpayers, right? I want them to know what they're paying when they renew their license. Do they know the 13 different subcategories of that tax? Probably not. Why do we charge a different fee for a LLC to become a company in this state versus a corporation? Do we have more paperwork to do? Ease of implementation, stability in the marketplace, clarity to the consumer. We can talk swaps, no problem. We can talk anything you want, barring some kind of revenue-enhancing little super drug that you want to slip in. Don't bring that, but please bring every single other idea. And I promise I will let you get to the whole paragraph before I go, that's raising revenue. I will let you get to the part that swaps it out for something else. Because everything's on the table, and that means e-fairness. That means red light cameras. That means communication taxes, vehicle licensing fees and taxes, tax incentives, tax exemptions, our sales tax, our business tax, our filing fees, our corporate taxes. And whatever else I missed is on the table. Okay? But I need a favor. I need you to bring me your ideas as soon as possible. Okay? Broad stroke them to me now by email if you'd like, and then get me the nitty-gritty later. But I want to put together some packages that this committee can move forward in a bipartisan way that makes things extremely fair and clear to our consumers. If we accomplish that in some degree this session, I will consider myself a personal hero, and I will look at myself in awe and amazement for the rest of my life. Will you help me with that, friend? So, band together with me and bring me your ideas, I will try very hard to make that part of our package. But remember the factors we're looking for, right? A stabilizing factor, a transparency to the consumer, and something easy to understand. Okay? Let's not worry about a revenue problem. Let's not worry about how it's spent. Let's worry about how it's collected. Because really, we're here for our constituents, right? How do we collect these taxes? Is it muddy and messy and no one understands it? Just because it's hidden and they don't know they're paying the tax doesn't make it right. Right? Let's bring it to the forefront. Let's call it what it is. Let's make sure, and a personal plug, if you pick up a phone where there's a landline or cell phone, should it be taxed differently? I don't know. Bring me that answer. Let me know. Maybe we can make that a little more transparent, can't we? So, anyway, my plea is to please start bringing me your ideas now. All right? I'll be calling each of you individually as we get closer. We'll have some lunches together, some meals together. Not you, Waldman. Everybody else. And we'll break bread and we'll talk about ideas in general terms, and then we'll get down to nitty-gritty. The only way you will be left out of this committee is if you choose to be left out of this committee. If you helped me last year or a couple of years ago work on pension reform and growth management reform, you know you may not have liked the end product, but you darn well know you were at the table. And you made a difference. Might have been a really, really small difference, but it was a difference nonetheless. So I assure you that your seat is at the table if you choose to sit in it. And I have some big plans for us. We have some big plans. And so let's get together and find a way to make this tax state clear and understandable and fair to all that pay it. Okay? And with that, Representative Ray Winkle-Vasslander moves we rise. I got applause.